Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached John White, Journeys of the Light radio show from downtown Lilydale, New York. It's a beautiful day here today in Lilydale, and we're looking forward to a really amazing season here in Lilydale. So you can still come and get readings here in Lilydale, and there will be two outdoor services at the Stump where mediums work, and you can get messages. And all sorts of beautiful things just walking through Mother Nature here. We've had a very special quest tonight to honor Mario Talas. He's a beautiful soul that passed on a couple of weeks ago, and at the ripe age of 100 years old. He was in the Second World War. When we open up the camp here, he usually helps us to raise the flag. So since he is not here here in physical body, he is here in spirit. And so we've been asked to do this song of amazing grace. This is for you, Mario.
Amazing grace, how sweet the that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to heal, and grace my freed. How precious be that grace of him. Thank you.
That was for our friend Mariel, who would raise the flag on opening day, and we know that he is here in spirit. Mariel passed on a couple of weeks ago at the ripe, beautiful young age of 100 years young. So that one's for you, Mariel. Again, you are tuned into Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White here in Lilydale, New York. In a few moments, we're going to take some phone calls for those of you who may have questions about your loved ones or sometimes questions simply about life. I am a medium here at Lilydale. I'm also a medical intuitive, and I enjoy teaching classes. I enjoy teaching what I call intuitive intelligence. That means helping people to understand and to become literate within their intuitive mind. So just like there's academic intelligence, there is emotional intelligence, there's physical intelligence. You could say there's also musical and artistic intelligence, and there's also intuitive intelligence. And the intuitive intelligence basically works on the five modalities of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairgustions means smelling and tasting, and also clairsentience, which means feelings. And sometimes we also may recognize being empathic. So being empathic is when you feel in your being, or there's just a knowing about something, okay? So it is normal and natural. You know, when I was a child, I was very intuitive. And up to the age of 3.5 or 4 years old, they say that we produce alpha brain waves all the time. And those are the brain waves that we tune into when we're meditating or when we're being intuitive. And that's the brain waves that Einstein said, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so Einstein also says that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So unless you become like a child and able to use your imagination, by the way, is where your hidden genius is, then it's difficult for you to be intuitive. And I want to remind everybody that all the Bibles in the world were written by people who worked with the gifts of the Spirit. And in the Christian Bible, in Corinthians, it talks about the gift of prophecy, being able to tell of future possibilities, the gift of healing, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of speaking in tongues, and miracles, signs, and wonders. And so here in Lilydale, we teach you how to develop the gift of discernment of spirit. So the discernment of spirit means being able to tune into loved ones and members of our family and other people's members of their family and angels from the other side of life. And because they give themselves away by their energy. I see that Joyce Kelly that just walked into the studio. Hi, Joyce. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. And we're all just getting ready for a new season. You know, it's only, 10 days from now? Something like that, John? 10 days before Lilydale opens up its gates, although technically it's open now, but before all the season activities begin. So if you've never been to Lilydale, it's in western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And it's kind of in the middle of wine country and 20 minutes from the Lucille Ball Museum. And now the National Comedy Club in Jamestown. So there's a lot going on down in this area. But in the summertime, there are all sorts of classes, workshops, in addition to the 50 registered mediums here in Lilydale. By registered, of course, we mean that they have been vetted and tested to make sure that they are the real deal and among the best of the best. John is one of those mediums, of course, and some of the other mediums have radio shows as well on Blog Talk Radio. And in fact, there's a few new radio shows as well. So if you want to check that out, just go on to Blog Talk Radio or Google Lilydale Radio and Blog Talk, and you'll be able to find them all. So John, you're actually going to be teaching a workshop this summer as well. And John is going to have his workshop Labor Day weekend. It's going to be in person as well as all of the Sunday home evening circles. So if you're curious about any of those things, check out the LilydaleAssembly.com website, LilydaleAssembly.com. It's also LilydaleAssembly.org, so you can find it either way. And if you're looking for accommodations, you can also find my guest house, Aurora's House of Light and Joy, a beautiful Victorian home that Susan B. Anthony slept in back when she came to visit Lilydale, and she was very good friends with the owner of the house at that time, the first female president of Lilydale, Abby Louise Pettingill. Lots of history there, lots of really cool history in all of Lilydale, and even right outside of our gates here. And John, you have your own little bit of interesting history too, don't you? If you came in to get a reading with John, you would see a picture of a young John White and a young Dalai Lama. How did that happen?
Well, in Montreal many, many years ago, in fact, I'm still vice president of a very large educational community in Montreal, Canada, called the Spiritual Science Fellowship. And the Dalai Lama graced us with his visit, the second visit to North America. He came to our little center in Montreal, Canada. And I personally believe that I was a Tibet monk in a past lifetime. And so as soon as I learned how to meditate in this lifetime, it all came back. And so if you have a story about when your intuitive mind opened up, or experiences that you had as a child, or questions about loved ones who may have passed on, why don't you give us a call? And the number is 818-739-8818. I'll say that again, 818-739-8818. Yeah, and Joyce, they can text us also, can't they?
Yes, they can. If you'd like to send us a question by text, it is 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And we invite you to ask questions or share your story of a spiritual or mystical nature, whether it's a human or a four-legged pet or any other kind of pet. And actually, John, we actually already have a question that came in by text from Margaret in Whitensville. She wants to know, will I stay at my current job or will something else come along?
Okay, let me tune in to Margaret. The impression I'm getting is, it's all about being able to have the right energy to do this. There seems to be stagnant energy around you. So I believe that you may have to remain where you are. Now, listen, you have free will. You don't have to do anything. But the energy doesn't seem to be right at this time for you to leave, okay? And now I'm going to contradict myself. I already got a feeling that you have plans on leaving. Well, you better make sure where you're going to before you leave, okay? That may sound confusing, but that's exactly what I get. And I go about approximately 3 weeks from now, and approximately 3 weeks from now, you'll have a better idea of the path that you are supposed to be taking. So, Margaret, we wish you definitely good luck. You know, this summertime, I'm going to have an opportunity to also teach something called the Home Circle. And it's going to be at a little bit of a different time. I believe it's going to be at around 5 or 5:30 here in Lilydale. It's at every Sunday night. And what we do is that we teach you how the higher mind thinks, we also help you to understand how you could turn off and on at will your intuitive mind, because it's just learning another language, and also how to communicate with spirits, loved ones, and angels. So we hope that you join us this coming summer. And Joyce, I've been noticing that more people now are starting to come in person on the ground. So again, it's very much awake and alive here, and things are beginning to happen.
Yes, they sure are. And I just want to, give some reassurances to those listeners who do plan on coming to Lilydale, or they're sort of thinking about it, but they're not sure. You know, Lilydale is taking all sorts of precautions to keep everybody safe, and everybody has to wear a mask when they come to the grounds. If you don't have one, they have them for sale at the gate for $2. And of course, it's going to be hand sanitizers all around the station, all around Lilydale, and social distancing. So all of the guest houses and hotel, they're also going to be taking all the safety precautions, as well as the mediums who are doing in-person readings. John has already been doing in-person readings, and he just places his fancy chairs 6 feet apart and has a mask and hand sanitizer for when you come and go. And so everybody's got a plan here, and the crowds have been limited, so there's going to be more than adequate social distancing, and you can have a nice, peaceful, relaxing spiritual experience here in Lilydale this summer, and hopefully it will just continue to open up more and more. But it looks like it's going to be a real summer here, instead of sometimes we get a little bit of a chilly spring during the summer months. But in any event, John, we have another question that came in by text. This is from Nicole in Sarasota, Florida. She wants to know if her angels and guides have a special message for her. She's been going through something difficult, and she's going to make a decision, and she wants to know if you can tune in and see what they have to say.
Okay. Joyce, as soon as you said her name, I saw the color purple around her. So sometimes you see the aura and the energy of the angels. And this is an angel, by the way, the difference between angels and guides, and this is definitely an angel. Okay. It feels like she's embarking on a new career. I'll say that again. It feels intuitively that you are embarking on a new career. There's a lot there for you. And, you know, you've been down the last little while, but things are definitely looking up. Okay. I may be tuning into a grandfather figure around you as I'm tuning into. I don't know if you're looking for a car, but I seem to be thinking of a car not too far in the distance that you'll be able to afford. Okay. Now, I hope this message is right. I believe that you'll be able to pay cash for it. Okay. So we wish you good luck. And in a few moments, you're going to start to get there's several people that have phoned in and waiting for us to get to them. And so we're going to do that in a few moments.
Okay, and once again, if you'd like to call in and ask John a question or share a story with us, we'd love to hear from you at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818 to call into Journeys of the Light with John White. And we're going to take our first caller. Hello, caller. You are live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, how are you guys? I know there's just one of you, okay. But maybe not. Maybe there's more than one of you.
I'm okay. I had a really dysregulating day, and I'm just wondering what is going on.
Okay. Maybe your biorhythms, by the way. Okay. I seem to be tuning into your sleeping cycles. How have you been sleeping?
I mean, I think last night I had a good night's sleep, but I do tend to wake up like at 3 o'clock all the time.
I think a lot of us do that, actually, by the way. See, when you ask that question, I go and watch the pictures in the movies in my mind. That's the clairvoyant ability. And I just had a feeling of your rhythms may be off a little bit. Okay. So the good news that this will pass. Okay. Who is that? There's a grandmother here. Are you close to a grandmother who's passed on?
No, I didn't really know my grandmothers that well.
Well, it doesn't mean they don't know you. Okay. I do get a feeling of it. I think this feels like your father's mom. All right. And I simply get a feeling, have you been getting psychic dreams?
I don't know if I've been getting psychic dreams, but I've been told that I'm an empath and I'm pretty intuitive and psychic.
Okay. I seem to be getting an impression of sometimes a psychic dream may show up as a lucid dream, which means the dream is a little clearer than normal. Okay? So if you haven't been getting some psychic dreams, I believe that you will. All right? Now, even though you didn't know this grandmother again, it doesn't mean she doesn't know about you. And so I feel it's that that's going to begin to open up. But anyways, I just get a feeling of your rhythms are a little bit off, and there's nothing more than that. God bless you, and thank you for phoning us.
Thank you.
Okay, you're with John White here in Lilydale, New York. This is called Journeys of the Light. I think we're going to go right to the next person.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
How are you tonight,
Hi,
Laura?
Thanks for taking the call. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. How can we help you?
I just want to know what you might see around making a move or getting a job.
All right. Let me just seem to... Okay. Well, I guess I'm seeing a lot of colors tonight. Again, I'm seeing a beautiful... Indigos. I'm seeing beautiful indigos and mauves around you. I'm in your near future, I believe. I see you filling out an application. This whatever this job is, I feel as though they're gonna teach you some skills. You're gonna take some courses. It's almost like they're paying you to go to school. Or another way of putting it is that that part of this job description is that you'll learn how to communicate with people better. Are you a manager?
Well, I've been applying for managerial role.
Okay, well, I guess we're in tune then, because I feel I'm in the future with you, and I feel that you are in a management role, but you know, there's a learning curve. All right, and I believe that you will just do, you'll just do fine. Thank you very much for calling us tonight. Okay, you're on Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White and Joyce Kelly, the producer, is in the building.
If you would like to call into the show, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you'd like to send us a question by text because you're a little too shy to call in, we welcome that too, 716-467-5552. And we're going to take the next caller, like they invite you from New York City. Hello, you're live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My question is, I have Epstein-Barr, and I have been doing everything I can to eat right, and I'm going to start on a herbal package. It was pretty expensive, but I'm not sure if it's going to work or what additional things I should do to get better from this virus.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, we have to acknowledge I'm not a doctor, okay? Even though I am
right.
a medical intuitive doctor, but let's just acknowledge that, and I know you're always going to use your own common sense. Can you tell me the name of the medicine you're taking?
Well, it's a complete package. It's an intracellular cleanse, a lymphatic cleanse, a blood cleanse, a kidney cleanse, and a liver and an intestinal cleanse. It's a protocol for 6 weeks. Yaki. It's called Yaki Essence. Yeah.
Okay, let me tune into it just a moment now.
Sure.
6 weeks. Okay. It's going to take about 4 weeks for your body to come in tune with it, okay?
Okay.
And when you first start taking it, you may get, you know, for the first couple of weeks, you may say, well, nothing's really happening. But, you know, those
right.
medicines or those medicines work very slowly. It's almost like homeopathic medicine in a way. They work very slowly. But I do get a feeling that, and I know you did say a liver cleanse, and I get a feeling that your liver is, in the end of all this, your liver is going to be a lot happier than it is now. Okay? And so I do,
right.
That I feel that you'll be able to focus your mind, so your mind will be able to focus a lot more. And I believe also it's going to improve your sleeping pattern. Okay? Now, I was told intuitively, but maybe this is just me, you're not supposed to be taking a lot of sugar or sweet things when you're doing this, okay? Did they tell you that?
Yeah, part of the protocol is only fruits. It's an all-fruit diet. I won't have any vegetables, no starch at all, and no protein.
Pretty severe.
So,
that's pretty severe, by the way.
Come again?
That is very severe, by the way.
Yes, it's because the virus is made out of protein, and so feeding the body protein, it's like going against, what I'm doing is feeding, we don't want to feed the virus, we want to make the virus alkaline as possible, so we're doing an
okay.
all-fruit diet.
Okay, but after that, are you going back to so-called somewhat of a normal diet?
Yes. Yes.
Cause, no, the reason why I'm asking
more of
that,
a vegan diet.
Yeah, I know people personally who just are on a fruit diet, and of course your body will go through an amazing detox, but there comes a point when you need to bring it back. So you just anyways, I got a feeling
right.
that it'll take about 3 weeks to a month before things start to balance out. And again, I keep on thinking of your liver for some reason. How happy it's going to be. Okay, so that sounds great, and thank you very much for calling us.
You are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And for the last caller, I just wanted to mention you said Epstein-Barr, and immediately I thought of the medical medium Anthony Williams. He has a book all about the benefits of celery juice. 2 cups of pure celery juice first thing in the morning, even before you have water. Pure celery juice, nothing more, not even water or ginger. And supposedly it's very good for Epstein-Barr as well as a number of other ailments. And that's Anthony Williams. He's called the medical medium. He's been channeling spirit since he was a child and being able to see medical conditions since he was a little boy. So we have another caller. We're going to take that call, but first I just want to remind everybody, if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818, and the number to text is 716-467-5552. And again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And we're going to take a live caller. You are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Okay, are you there? Okay, you're on the air. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly well. And do you have a story or do you have a question tonight?
Both, actually. My name is Ophelia, and I met you last August. You gave a reading to me, and
okay.
I just wanted to share a story of one of my first spiritual experiences. It was about 15 years ago after my father had passed, and I kept seeing a red cardinal and feeling my father, and it was so overwhelming that I finally Googled red cardinal, and the meaning was a portal to a paternal spirit.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, after I had that experience, like I said, that was 15 years ago, I kept having spiritual experiences after that, but that was kind of the first one for me. So I was just calling in to find out if you had any messages to pass along.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm going to tune into you in a moment. And again, you know, it's Father's Day soon, right? Sunday. So thank you for bringing that. I'm pretty sure there's lots of people out there who have lost their fathers. And I feel my father around me all the time. By the way, okay. Now here's a really silly question: did your father like country and western music?
He liked music, more opera than country western. He liked all music, but opera. It's a little
okay. Maybe there's someone else here. When I think of country and western music, who do you think of?
No one comes to mind really quickly.
Well, that's okay. Now, sometimes remember, when I'm doing this, we're in a part of our mind that's timeless. So this silly little message about country and western music may mean a lot to you very soon, more than it means now. Okay? So I just want to say that to you. Okay. When I'm thinking of your father, okay, it's coming clear. When I think of your father right now, I see a candle, okay? And it's a beautiful candle, and it doesn't seem to go, it doesn't blow out. So the candle represents the spirit. Is it true you have a brother? See, I'm in your father's mind right now, and I'm just looking around. Okay, just a moment here. Did your father have a cancerous condition, or is this somebody else? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, we lost you. Okay, we lost you. Well, God bless you. God bless you, honey. I saw a symbol of a candle. The candle was burning, and it was very, very bright. And so that light never goes out. Okay. And so Father's Day, okay, Sunday. And I feel my father helps me. For instance, it's almost embarrassing. When people come to see me, most of the time, if you have a father who's passed on, your father will show up to say hello. And I'm going to blame that on my father. Okay? And so if you have a father, and if he is on the other side of life, why don't you just send out thoughts to him? Send out thoughts to him. Because when you think of somebody on the other side of life and you're very sincere in your thinking, he will feel your presence. He will feel your presence. Joyce, we think we have somebody else. I don't know if it's the same person.
Okay, well, we actually have a listener who sent you a question by text, Andrea from Massachusetts. Andrea from Massachusetts, she wants to know if you can tune in, see if she's going to have any big changes coming up in the next few months this summer.
Okay. I'm not saying that. First of all, I feel the baby around her, but Liz, I'm not telling you that you're going to have a baby, but I just see a little child around you, so I just want to say that to you. Oh, I want to talk about writing with you. Now, I may be in the month of September, beginning of October. I seem to see you in a class, university setting, and you seem to be writing. Okay, and as I said that to you, I know you're here. I hear you saying, I don't have a clue what he's saying to me, but you know, I'm going to tell you anyway. Anyways, I get a feeling that. That you are in a class and you're taking courses, and that really feels amazing. Now I don't know why I sense the child around you. If I am getting this right, you maybe actually has to be a godparent of a beautiful little girl. Okay. God bless you and thank you for texting us tonight. Now we just have a little bit more time left here. And you're talking to Journeys of the Light with John White and Joyce Kelly is our producer. Joyce, I'm going to take another phone call right here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
You're with John White, Journeys of the Light. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How can I help you?
Hang on. I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey.
Hold on. I was just caught by surprise. Yes, I'm calling, I guess, to hear from many loved ones. I guess two very significant lost loved ones, and a Father's Day is coming up.
Okay. Now, is there a young man that is one of them a young man?
Yes.
Okay. Now I don't see them. I just feel them. Okay. We never know how we're going to get this. You know, I think they're coming because, again, you sent out the sincere thought. And how they communicate with us, they think at us. And I don't feel that they have, this may sound unusual, but I'm sensing that they don't have any regrets. That even though they left us sooner than what we think they should leave, but, you know, when anybody leaves, it's obviously up to God. They seem to have a lot of respect and a lot of love for you. They're very appreciative of what you've done for them. Okay. Now let me ask a silly question. Do you have any farmers in your family tree?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I'm looking at a tractor and I don't know what to do with it. That's why I'm asking you that unusual question. You know, I believe I'm seeing a picture of your father when he was very young sitting on a tractor or something that looked like a tractor to me. Do you have such a picture?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to say what I get. Now, again, you may put your hands on one in the future, okay? So I'm supposed to say everything I get. To me, he looks around 26 years younger. He looks around 19 years old in this
yeah.
picture. Yeah. Okay. All right. We played the song Amazing Grace for a friend of ours who passed on. I'm hearing Amazing Grace. So if someone from the other side of life would have played the song Amazing Grace, who would you think of?
My children?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just hearing Amazing Grace. Now see, so this is almost like shorthand sometimes. We get impressions and we're not really sure what to do with them. And so that's why I have to ask you. All right. Okay. Now, is there a very specific question about your life that you would like me to try to tune into today?
No, not really. I guess I just really wanted to hear from, you know,
okay. No, just a moment. Is it true your mom's passed on?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Now I don't see. As I'm talking to you, I'm observing. I have to keep on talking. That's how the energy works. As I was talking to you, I was almost ready to say goodbye for the evening, and all of a sudden I felt the presence of your mother. Now I didn't see her. I felt the presence of your mother. Okay.
Yeah.
And your mother says to me that you do feel her around. You do feel her around you sometimes. Is this true?
Oh yes, yeah.
Of course, it's true. Okay. Now we all get things in a different way because we're all different. But know this: that they are around you, and they love you, and they just love you. And that's the simple message. And God bless you, honey. And have a good day.
You're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And John, we actually have two people. Hopefully you can get to them both. Angela from Michigan sent a text, and she wants to know if you can tune into her grandmother in spirit.
to her grandmother in spirit and see if her grandmother has any special messages for her.
Now, this may sound kind of simple. Listen, not everybody's grandmother knew how to cook, okay? But right away, I'm in a kitchen with a grandmother. I don't know why I'm seeing beads, like Catholic beads, like rosary beads. I'm kind of sensing rosary beads there also. And I just hear this saying, like, say a little prayer for me. Say a little prayer for you, or for me. So when your grandmother was in the world, she always said a little prayer for you. Okay? And your grandmother wants to give you a simple message. So when you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, this is the day the Lord has made, and let us be happy and rejoice in it. Your grandmother loves you passionately.
Thank you. And we also have Anne from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Recently, her dad passed away, and she's trying to forgive him. Her question is, how can she have more compassion for herself and others?
Okay. Well, you know, honey, that's a tough question, but may I refer you to a book that you probably hear us talk about quite a lot. It's a little book called The Four Agreements. It's called The Four Agreements. And this may be a little bit difficult for us to understand sometimes, but it says that nobody does anything to you or for you that has anything to do with you. Okay? Remember Jesus on the cross when they were putting nails in his wrist, and he said, forgive them for they know not what they do. So it also says in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us. So that's one of the natural laws. That is one of the natural laws. So it may be a little bit difficult for you to do that, but know that your Father, whatever communication or not communication you had with him, it had nothing to do with you, honey. It had to do with him, okay? And so that's the simple, simple message. And I believe we just want to close by, again, acknowledging our dear friend, Mariel Thomas, who's in heaven at this time, and we started this show by playing that beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace. And so, again, we'd like to thank you for
from State Farm at 3 a.m.
We'd like to thank you for phoning in. And we're going to be here next week, and we want to welcome you all to Lilydale. Okay? Okay, very good. And again, this is for our friend Mariel. Good night from Journey to the Light. God bless you.